Hey, how's it going? It's Carl here, and I'm going to talk about the best days to work from home. So, in short, the best days to work from home are every day. Yeah, I mean, you gotta push it. You know, there's only so much time in the day. I have the privilege at the moment to be able to work at home from full time, and it's a huge blessing. However, I find myself, I think this week I clocked in about 55, almost 60 hours that I put into my business. And it takes a lot of effort, but the nice thing is I can take breaks whenever I want. So if I need to take a little nap, I can. If I need to go to sleep, if I need to go take a shower or eat, I can do that at my own convenience. So as long as I'm getting, 55 hours or 60 hours a week, I'm happy because that means I'm really working. And one of the things that I use is an app called Rescue Time that I install on my desktop. I primarily work from the desktop, and it allows me to see all the sites that I'm visiting and categorize them as productive or unproductive. I got this method, or application rather, from Tim Ferriss. He's a popular blogger, podcaster, and he wrote the 4-Hour Workweek. And so some of the tools that he has shared with me over the years have really helped me. And this is one of them. So, you can set your own schedule if you work for yourself. There is a lot of benefits for sure. And I personally try to take the weekends off or take them lightly. I always try to get at least 4 hours of work done every day. And being able to work for yourself requires a lot of discipline because nobody's over your shoulder telling you what to do. You have to make sure that you're hitting your hours. And so I think a lot of people can use different metrics. Like I said, you could work maybe Monday through Friday. You can work every day of the week like I do or try to. Maybe you can have a full-time job and you can only work for, 2 hours in the morning before you have to clock into your day job. So I find that the best days to work are really around your schedule. But if you're working for yourself like I am, then I would just say go all out and work as many hours as you can because you can't go wrong the more hours you work. A guy in college once told me, he was a professor, and he told me, Carl, if you're not getting the grades that you want, then you probably need to put in more hours. So that's kind of always stuck with me. That if you're not getting the results you want, just put in more hours. And it sounds kind of productive, but it really is true. I mean, you can't argue with working more hours. So one of the things I try to do is keep tabs on what my friends are doing. So if they say that they're working 70 hours a week, I try to make sure that my hours are up there as well. And it's just kind of a putting each other like a checks and balances type of thing where you're making sure that you're keeping up with what other people are doing, what the market is basically saying is an acceptable rate for working for the week. But either way, I always try to work as hard as I can. I have the, you know, again, I have the privilege right now of working for myself, and it all kind of came together. It wasn't easy. I'm by no means a millionaire. I don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank, but what I do have is a skill set with internet marketing, and I can build websites. I produce instrumentals. I produce instrumentals, and I like to do a lot of that print on demand business type model stuff, using big e-commerce platforms. So my projects, how it ended up working out for me, working for myself was I had a lot of projects that I was working on the side. It all started with keeping data on certain things, like the people in my life, making sure that I follow up with people. And I started realizing pretty quickly that it took a lot of effort entering this information into spreadsheets. As far as inventory, my inventory business goes, I had to tediously input the sales, all the quantity on hand available. All this was taking up a lot of time, and then what I was noticing is, I did have, a day job where I was working for somebody else, and I realized that I couldn't stop thinking about how important this is to keep track of the people in your life. And it ultimately led to a passion of mine, which is database management or administration. But again, working for myself, I was able to start seeing these results in my life, and I was able to focus a lot more. As an example, with my inventory business, I've been able to spot opportunities that maybe would have taken more transactions per month in order to meet a certain level of income. Well, I started noticing certain brands that were producing more profit than others, and I really got the idea, and it allowed me to start pinpointing certain ways to save time, right? Like, by instead of sourcing products from one location, I could source them better from another location. So naturally, I started making more and more money. Obviously, the sales are, well, I mean, right now the sales are inconsistent, meaning like you never know. Sometimes it's out of your hands when the sales are going to come in. You can't possibly control everything. But I started really paying attention to my time when I was selling inventory. And that is me working for myself. So I was really, you know, getting a grip on what I need to do with my time. And so that led me to some other opportunities, which, you know, I've talked about print on demand. I started seeing some sales come in from designing my own stuff and uploading them to these e-commerce platforms for others to print them out on t-shirts and mugs and stuff like that. I started seeing money come in from there as well. That was another side project that I was able to incorporate into my database to see which opportunities were most lucrative. So again, you're trying to identify these key metrics that are driving the business forward, as they say. And that got my curiosity going. That was just one example of how to use databases to make more money. I started seeing that the contacts in my life were allowing me to feel better about myself, allowing me to help other people. So I started keeping track of all the people in my life that were beneficial and that I look up to, and that list has grown into the thousands. And so these little projects of studying life and studying the community around me and to develop different business ideas really got my juices flowing. I started getting very creative in what I was doing. What I started noticing from employers is that, Carl, you're an entrepreneur. You know, even during these interviews, as I describe these different resources that I'm using, they've allowed me to see a whole new identity in myself, to be able to have the courage to work for myself. Because every day I'm always thinking about, should I apply for a job? Should I do this or that? And I was conditioned, it's true, you know, I was conditioned to go to college, get a job, and, you know, that's kind of it. But I realized that with all these side projects, my time is limited, and I really had to pick which one is more important to me if I were to take my last breath today. So I decided to go all out. You know, I'm really big into selling things online, and looking for things that are passive, residual, that you don't really have to work for a whole bunch, or at least you're not exchanging one for one. Like with my inventory, I noticed that the inventory had to be replenished as soon as I sold it. Well, if you counter that, or if you look at another way of replenishing inventory, it's digital products. It's like me, when I sell my music, I can sell that one time, I can upload it one time and I can sell it hundreds of thousands of times. It's scalable. So that's when I really started looking at the internet marketing business a lot differently. And I've been able to feel confident about the decisions that I'm making. And although a lot of my friends and family don't really understand what it is that I'm doing, I am super focused and super thankful for this wisdom to be able to pursue this path long term. Naturally, I am a skeptic, and I have doubts and fears about, you know, the different state of the economy and different fears surrounding citizenship and censorship, and I'm always looking for the downside. I'm always trying to protect my downside. So it can be hard for me to go all in on one thing, because I'm always looking at the glass half empty sometimes, and I don't think that's a bad thing, but I wish that I could just kind of focus on one platform. However, I do like to spread things out and diversify as much as I can. I guess what I'm trying to say is that you can do this online. You know, the best days to work from home are now. You want to start building something. I mean, I started with music. You might want to start with writing books. I just think that the internet is really going to change, and it is changing a lot of things. We saw that with, you know, things getting shut down, businesses getting shut down, and how companies try to adapt and to get on the internet to be able to continue to sell their products. You're already seeing it. And I highly encourage a lot of, you know, maybe everybody, you know, to get online and try to figure out something that they love. Again, I'm all over the place. I'm scattered, but I'm very organized with what I'm doing. But maybe you just want to design shirts, or maybe you just want to tell a story through a podcast. You're probably a lot better at podcasting than I am. So I think in a nutshell, I would like to say that it is going to be a big mind shift for you if you're who I think you are, trying to get into marketing yourself online and selling products. It takes a big shift. Again, this, don't put me on a pedestal, man. I'm barely making it myself, but this is what it's going to take to get to that level that those people are talking about. You know, make this amount online in 30 days. Like, that whole speech, it's going to take a lot more of a mental game than it is like the hard work, because naturally you have to realize that if you're not doing this, you're going to be working for somebody else. And so I really hope these words encourage you. You may listen to this once, you may come back to it like a couple years from now and realize what I'm saying, but I hope that you find what makes you happy. And just whatever you do, don't ever think that something is for nothing. Everything builds on itself. You know, I didn't start building websites until I spent hours learning and reading from a book how to do it. You know, it won't take you that long, hopefully, but, you know, you can't ever beat yourself up. You know, just try some things, keep track of them, and just study. Study your data and figure out what's working for you. We all have our own journey. It's not necessarily competitive. It really is about helping each other out, doing it in the kindest way possible. So I hope this helped you figure out the best days to work from home. My name's Carl. I encourage you to go over to my blog. I'll leave a link in the description. That way you can see some more of the products and offerings that I have, as well as the stories I like to share. I hope you have a great day.